That is music from Tinge, which is the project from Veronica Blackfoot. And the song was called Big Crush. They are from Lake of Woods, and these songs feel timeless to me. That's what other people have been saying as well. And a very storied path where Blackfoot had to sort of become a nomad, came from a broken home and traveled a lot. So very cool stuff. Before that, In From the Rain, a brand new song from Toronto native Charlotte Cornfield, who's a very wonderful songwriter. Rolling Stone has praised her writing and showered her with accolades, as well as many other publications around the world. And she is also very active in the music community and helps a lot of other artists find shows and things like that. So that was Charlotte Cornfield before that. We've got a song here on the show. This is Lacey Hill and Little Sister. Congratulations to Lacey and all the artists who were nominated for Summer Solstice Awards just a little while ago. That's very exciting news, and I'm very happy for her. She's a wonderful gift to this world. Here's Little Sister on the Jukebox by Lacey Hill. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
crazy intro to a song if I ever heard one. That is Mr. Garth Hudson on the organ, pumping it and pumping it hard for the band on their song Chest Fever, which you just heard. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. I am your host. I hope you're doing well. And I'm in my attic at the moment, just doing up the show for you. Got some allergies. I hope everyone's doing okay out there. It's a crazy time of year for me, for sure, and so many others that I know. Achoo. Achoo. Just kidding. So if you hear a little bit of a nasal on my voice, that's what it is. And I actually think it sounds pretty darn cool, if you ask me. And nobody did, but I'm just speaking to myself. But speaking to you through the mic, we've got a lot of great music coming up on the rest of the show. We have a song from Fast Romantics. I met them at the Paris Drink Fest a few years ago when we were opening up for them. This is their song coming up on the show called Why We Fight, and it was a very big hit here in Canada, so I hope you dig it if you're listening from abroad. Also, Crystal Shawanda, mentioned her earlier on in the show because the North Sound, which we played a couple of songs ago, are down in Nashville visiting her and her husband, and they are producing their record there. The song that you are about to hear on our show is called What Kind of Man Is This? By Crystal Shawanda. But I'd like to get to a good friend of mine first, Del Barber. And Del just released a brand new record. Del is from Manitoba, lives on a farm, and is one of those artists who churns out a lot of great folk and Americana, country rock kind of music. And a brilliant singer-songwriter, in my personal opinion. I'm not the only one that thinks that. So, without further ado, here is Still Got You on the Jukebox by Del Barber.
I turn the yard light off so I can wander at the stars. The weather woman says I got for Jupiter and Mars. Hoping we got this corner turned. All the best things we have, we just didn't earn. There's a big storm coming, I can feel it in my knees. I can hear the thunderheads groaning out in the east. I got a freezer full of meat and a fridge full of beer. Expect a crooked path if you're letting me steer. I'm a luggy in love, my belly's full. I never could grab the horns of the bull. I try to believe the man on the news. The whole world goes, well, I still got you. Causing their rallying in the streets. I'm just pruning my tomato, pulling out the weeds. Head to home hardware later today. Try and keep this roof from blowing away. All the bitching and the moaning, this beer in life. It's joy in sorting out your socks and sharpening your knife. Fist fried. Just because small doesn't make it less good or less right. I'm lucky in love, my belly's full. I never could grab the horns of the bull. I try to believe the man on the news. The whole world goes, yeah, well, I still got you. The whole world goes, yeah, well, I still got you.
over when he walks. Make a blind woman see, make a dumb woman talk. What kind of man is this?
Jukebox.
It's so cool.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 21st to the 25th.
Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amindi, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
This is Bird Note. The familiar sound of the red-winged blackbird is a reminder of the return of spring. And they're the theme bird for this year's Blackbirders Week, which begins today. I'm Deja Perkins, and I help organize the event. Growing up in the Great Lakes region, the red-winged blackbird was a familiar face in any marshy area, Phragmites-ridden roadside, or lakefront drive. Three words that define me also define the red-winged blackbird. Bold, beautiful, and black. Bold is the way that we fiercely defend our territories and community. Red-winged blackbirds spend more than a quarter of their time defending their territories, loudly protesting intruders, and sometimes going after those much larger and more powerful than themselves. We are bold and beautiful, just for existing. But those words also define the matching splash of red and yellow gracing the wing of the otherwise differently colored male and female. As a year-round resident of North America, the red-winged blackbird has the potential to connect us all, no matter where we live. Let the red-winged blackbird be a reminder to embrace being bold, beautiful, and black. Join us as we fly full circle for Blackbirders Week 2023. Follow our hashtag, Blackbirders Week 2023, to learn how to participate.
You're listening.